It seems like we should be throwing some kind of party today, a big party with many jars of honey and good things to eat and cards inscribed with hippy pappy birth of the day. Because it's the 73rd anniversary of the publication of Winnie the Pooh, and we should gorge ourselves enough to get stuck in a very tight place. We should take a balloon ride disguised as a cloud, but mind the bees. We should go rumbling down the road chanting Cottleston, Cottleston, Cottleston Pie, or go hunting for heffalumps and woozles, or set off on an expedition to the North Pole. It's a day for replacing lost tales and having unexpected baths and making friends and testing friendships and learning something about ourselves and asking those imponderable questions like the bear of very little brain asks himself one day. On Monday, when the sun is hot, I wonder to myself a lot. Now, is it true or is it not that what is which and which is what? Maybe there's a certain tau in that, but I don't think that Alan Alexander Milne meant it to be anything quite so esoteric when he wrote this follow-up to the book of poems that he had written 2 years earlier, titled When We Were Very Young. In that book, he introduced characters who would later appear in Winnie the Pooh, among them Christopher Robin, who was named after his son. Milne was a witty, urbane, prolific man of letters, a playwright and novelist, an occasional poet and comic writer who just happened to write 4 children's books that made him famous, while his adult prose fiction and plays sunk into obscurity. His own publishers claimed that Milne had wonderful insight into a child's mind, but was not inordinately fond of or interested in children. Milne remained throughout his life a bit embarrassed by the source of his fame, and his son, Christopher Robin, never welcomed the notoriety that his association with the books brought him throughout his life, making him one of the most famous children in the world and never letting him really claim his own adulthood, at least in other people's minds. Maybe the best way to remember them, Milne and Christopher Robin, father and son, is as they were in a photo taken in 1934, precariously balancing together on the railing of a fence. Like the stories, there is just a soupçon of danger to their acrobatics, but it's also great, giddy fun. Now just take care that you don't fall on the balloon on your way to the party.